Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Hope for the Heart. Some of you may know that I'm going through rather a lot of difficulties at the moment because my guide dog is facing a serious health issue. And I'm learning how important it is to keep trusting God in difficult circumstances. When fear comes in and our prayers don't get answered in the way we think they should, our hearts can become unsettled and we can stop trusting in God's goodness and care. But he longs for us to trust him even when we can't fathom what's going on. Because as we give him these difficulties, he can even turn them around and use them for our good to create gold within us. If we don't believe God is totally good, then he cannot be our God. He wouldn't be worthy of our worship. That's why we need to allow him to shine a light on any unbelief that can so easily affect our relationship with him. So let's think about someone that you wouldn't think really had unbelief, but I want to think about John the Baptist. We see him as indomitable. He came as a prophet to prepare people for the coming long-awaited Messiah. Many were baptized by John, repenting of their sins, and he confidently pointed people to Jesus, describing him as the Lamb of God, the one whose sandals he himself would not be worthy to untie, who would baptize people not just with water, but with the Holy Spirit and fire. John was sure about Jesus. But later, when John became an enemy of the governor Herod, who was having an affair with his brother's wife, and John told him plainly it was wrong, then Herod had him thrown into prison. John's ministry came to a sudden end. Had it all been worth it? Had his mission achieved anything? John felt lonely and abandoned. And then John's disciples came to see him, telling of the amazing things Jesus was doing. Luke 7, verse 18. He called two of them, and he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who was to come, or should we expect someone else?" Now this is a real change of heart from John. He was now doubting and questioning everything. Well, they did go to Jesus, and Luke 7:21 says, "At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind." So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, and the dead are raised, and the good news is preached to the poor." Jesus let John's disciples see God's kingdom power at work so they could go back and reassure John. Then Jesus says something very searching, which shows us what unbelief can actually do. Luke 7:23, I'm reading from the Amplified. "Blessed, happy is the man who takes no offence in me, and who is not hurt or resentful or annoyed or repelled or made to stumble, whatever may occur." In other words, happy are those who don't allow their disappointments to have the last word. It's often when we feel disappointed or abandoned by God that seeds of doubt and the beginnings of unbelief set in. And if we let those seeds grow, our view of God begins to change. We say things like, "I've been forgotten. Where is God in my pain? I feel abandoned. He doesn't really care at all." It's when we feel God should have stopped something or not allowed something to happen that seeds of resentment build up against others and against God, and our trust begins to slip away. We need to bring our pain and disappointments to God honestly. We may never understand why something has happened, but by yielding our situations afresh to him, acknowledging that he knows what he's doing and can even bring good from our difficult circumstances, is so important if we're going to come back to that place of childlike trust where we will find his peace and strength once again. Fixing our minds on his goodness. You see, bitterness and unbelief are toxic and will always blind us of understanding, robbing us of true perspective. Let's pray now. Father, even when things are very hard to understand and our struggles seem insurmountable, give us grace to see where we're going wrong, where we have blamed you. Help us to lay down our confusion and bitterness of heart and to come back to that childlike trust once again. Thank you, Lord, that you've heard this prayer and you do feel and understand all that is happening. Amen. Well, here's a song that talks all about this. It's from my album, All That I Am, and it's called All I Hoped For.
Chances held back too long. Nothing has worked with all my plans. Is there anywhere I can go, Lord? A way to make a second start? Can I get back to that old place where you, Lord, were the first in my heart? When we've made mistakes, even when we've gone wrong, our God can turn those things around. Every circumstance for our good, the tide is not, can be unwound. God understands us more deeply than our hearts and minds can know. He will rescue and rebuild again, and out of brokenness something more beautiful. Things we want to hide. see.